Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in Season 4 with a wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We're in Chapter 3, Mishnah 10, Gimel. You had a further reminder. A further FYI, we're going to be pausing, taking our nice little or big, however you want to look at it, winter hiatus when we get halfway through Pirkei Avos. We're going to be finishing, God willing, Chapter 3. We did 1, 2, and 3, and then we have 4, 5, and 6. So we're going to pause sort of midway through the school year. We like to go from September to June. So, Bli Neder, we're going to pause for winter and come back. And then, God willing, we'll probably take a spring recess also, taking us hopefully to the end of the school year here in Season 4. So stay with us and stick with us. But tonight, let's look at 3:10, talking about pleasing or pleasantry to other people and to God. Hu haya omer. He would say, Kol sheruach habrios nocha heimenu. He who is pleasing to people, Ruach HaMakom, Nocha Heimenu, is also pleasing to God. V'chol she'ein Ruach HaBrios Nocha Heimenu, ein Ruach HaMakom Nocha Heimenu. One who is not pleasing to people is not pleasing to God as well. When we go about our days, when we look around us, when we interact with people, how are we in our interactions to people? Are we pleasant? Are we nice? Are we considerate? Are we happy and joyful on our face? I talk about it all the time. The Rishus HaRabim of your face, one of the sages, commentators, or rabbis in recent, or I don't even know when, said that the Rishus HaRabim, your face is a Rishus HaRabim. Make sure you have a good countenance. Pirkei Avos implores us, make sure you have a joyful appearance, a smile on your face when you interact with people. You have a good, pleasant demeanor. People are happy to know you, happy to interact with you, and convert. And how much more so Hashem will be happy with you, because the way you interact with others is how Hashem interacts with you. If you are good to other people, Hashem is good to you. You take care of other people, Hashem will take care of you. You give charity, you give money, you give time to other people, Hashem is going to make sure you're taken care of as well in those respects. Make sure your pleasant demeanor is pleasant to everyone around you. When you speak to people, you say thank you. You say, please, can I trouble you for this? Can I trouble you for that? How are you today? When I call people on the phone and I need something, I have to make an appointment or I have to take care of something, I try, obviously very often I fail, but I try to say, hi, how are you today? And they're thrown aback. They're wondering if I'm going to buy something or I'm selling them something. And really, it's just trying to realize that they're a human being, trying to interact nicely with them, that they could have a good interaction with a Jewish person and feel like they have a good thing coming from the phone call. So often people are stuck on the computer, stuck on the phone so many hours of the day, and this person is berating this company, this person's demanding the company, this person is yelling at the company. It's not really the agent's fault. Maybe it's the company's fault, but not this particular agent, not this spokesperson. So why are you lashing out at them? It's displacement. You're projecting yourself onto them. Don't take it out on them. You call them, the security person, the mail, something you ordered. Hi, how are you today? I'm really sorry to trouble you. I'm really sorry to bother you. I was wondering if by any chance you could help me. It's much more likely that they will help you when you introduce yourself that way, you introduce your problem that way, than belligerently yelling and trying to scream and demanding what you need. If I call Amazon and I have a trouble with an order, much more likely they could help me if I go about saying, hi, how are you today? How are you doing today? I was wondering if you could please help me on some level. Can I please trouble you? When you say, can I trouble you, they're going to say it's not a trouble, and then they're going to want to help you. But if you put it in their mouth that it's a trouble, that it's a bother, then let them tell you it's not a bother, because you are putting on them a request. Let them tell you if it's not a trouble or whatnot, but at least put it out there, how you interact with people. When you're walking your kids, you're walking yourself, you're walking around. A lot of times I try to remember when I'm walking my kid to school and I drop him off, even the security guard, especially the security guard who's not Jewish, I say, hi, how are you today? Thank you very much. Have a great day. And you know, he really recognizes me over these weeks. We've only been in school a couple of months this year, 2020. But when I come, you know, he waves and he says, have a good day. Even if I don't initiate, because the interactions, the pleasant interactions is what we need to have. We only interact with people for so often, so few minutes of the day. But any person you meet with, you should do with a pleasant demeanor, a pleasant countenance. And by definition, Hashem will do so to you as well. Nobody wants to be involved with interacting with a person that has a sour disposition. disposition or has a sour face, a mean face, or a mean disposition or is angry all the time. Yes, I can get anger and I can have trouble things that make me angry, but by and by in general, I try 80% to have the pleasantness. Of course, there's going to be 20% or so I have to work on. That's what we're here in this world to work on. But we need to have that pleasant countenance, the pleasant interactions. Rabbi Dosim and Horkinus Omer. Rabbi Dosim and Horkinus says, Sheino shel shacharis. Morning sleep, sleeping way too late in the morning. V'yayin shel tzarayim, having wine, alcohol in the middle of the day, in the afternoon, around lunchtime. V'sichas yeladim, and conversing with children, probably only talking with children, not adults, probably. V'yeshivas batei kenesya shel ame haaretz, and sitting in the synagogues of ame haaretz, motziin es ha'adam min ha'olam. Take a person out of this world. You have to have the right habit, the right routines. You have to have the right way of going about your day. If you go to sleep at 4 in the morning, you wake up at 2 in the afternoon, your whole day is messed up. Unless you have a job, like a security person that has the night shift, or the nurse that has the night shift, or overnight, whatever. I'm not talking about those situations, but in general, make sure to do the regular habit routine of the day. Don't wake up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Half your day is already gone. You're losing your time in this world. You're losing your ability in this world. We only have so many years, so many hours in this world to use them properly. You're drinking in the middle of the day. Why are you drinking in the middle of the day? You have responsibilities. You have things to do in this world. Don't get intoxicated. Don't waste your time away. Don't waste yourself away with using such things. You're only talking with children, but you have no adult conversations. You don't have any ability to talk in the right way. Maybe it means talking in a childish way or talking in an immature way. You're not going to accomplish things that way. You're not going to get things done. You're not fulfilling your purpose if you're talking in a childish way. You're talking in an immature way. You're doing things in an immature way. You have to do things in a proper, mature fashion to get things done. And if you're sitting in the assemblies of the scoffers, people that don't know anything, why are you doing that? They don't have what to contribute. They're not leading you in the proper path. You have to do things that lead you in the proper path. Have a pleasant demeanor and make sure that you go about the proper path every single day. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah also adds. Pleasing to people, pleasing to God, refers to one whose dealings with others are pleasant and appropriate, whom everyone recognizes as acting in good faith. It says in Yuma, any student who learns Scripture and Mishnah deals honestly with others. What do people say of him? Fortunate is he who has learned Torah. Fortunate are his father and his mother who taught him Torah. God is pleased with him because the Torah is glorified through his actions. That's the type of person we should try to be. Who is not pleasing to people or not pleasing to God. He will not be found innocent before God and Israel. Morning sleep, this refers to oversleeping as a result of being late for prayers, and I would even extend it on a humble level to say being late for the whole day, extending yourself, sleeping all the way to late in the day, not getting anything accomplished. Afternoon wine drinking takes one away from learning Torah and leads to sin. Intoxication, first of all, it's damaging to the body, damaging to the nefesh and the spirit, and damaging to every aspect of your life. We have a whole podcast on this, the OT Talk, where we talked a whole episode about finding alternatives, non-alcoholic alternatives. If you need the need, if you have the need, you want to have a drink, you want to have that gesunte hate, but do it without the alcohol. Do it without damaging your insides, without damaging your nefesh, without damaging what Hashem gave you. There are alternatives to do so, such as this wonderful cocktail drink, Mingle, M-I-G-L-E, we found so cool, it tastes great, no alcohol, or you could do sparkling grape juice, different things like that. But don't do things that take you away from learning Torah, lets you not have a clear head. Conversing with children, this type of amusement attracts the heart due to people's love of children, but it will lead to neglect of Torah study if done way too much, way too often, I would say. Sitting in the synagogues of the Ame Haaretz, many evils result from sitting in the places where the ignorant congregate. Remove a man from the world, this is because man was created solely to learn Torah. It is learning that grants long days and years of life. If you latch onto these other things instead, what purpose is there to your life? It is fitting that you be removed from the world because you are empty. Your days are futile. You think about the people that chase materialism, chase materialistic things. All they want are hevel. They want a bigger house, a bigger car. Why? They want more money and more money. They're never satisfied, never satiated with what Hashem gives you. Ben Zoma teaches us later on in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Ashir HaSameach Belchelka, who is rich, he was really happy, really content with his lot, with what Hashem gave him right now. Purpose in the world is spiritualism, is spirituality, making yourself better, working on your traits, giving to others, not acquiring for yourself, not getting materialism for yourself. We don't want your days to be empty, your days to be futile. If you've spent your life so far in useless affairs, neglecting Torah study, why should you be granted still more years of life? We may compare this to a king who gave his servant 100 silver coins. The servant threw the coins into the sea, threw them back to the king and asked the king for more. The king is certainly not going to give him any more money, even more money to toss away. The same is true of the life of one who does not learn Torah. Make sure to live your life in the way of Torah, the way of chesed, the way of mitzvos. Make sure to have that pleasant countenance, that pleasant demeanor with everyone you meet, everyone you talk to, everyone you interact with. And make sure to use your days properly, not sleeping till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, not drinking in the middle of the day, talking and dealing with ignorant people or in a childish way with children all day, instead of having mature interactions and mature responsibilities. Make sure to do good in this world every day to bring more light to the world as much as you can throughout your days. Join us next time as we talk about, God forbid, desecrating sacred things or disgracing the festivals here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.